Let's try to define in Svara the machlokes between Chizkiyah and Rabbi Avoh. Okay. Apparently, they both want to know where the Yisra Hanoah comes from. That's the problem. Where does the Yisra Hanoah come from when the Torah speaks in terms of Achila? The Torah doesn't speak in terms of Hanoah. Right? So, Rabbi Avoh, it seems, takes the more partial way. That when it says Lo Socha, it means not just Achila, but it means Hanoah. You have a loch like that in Benegeti Yantif. That Achashe Yochel Chol Nefesh. So Yochel doesn't mean only Achila, it means Ano as well. It means Ano as well. I mean, you can make a fire and warm yourself by the fire. Even though it's not Achila, but it's Muta, because it's Ano. So Ano is viewed as an extension of Achila. Ano Saguf. So that should be a vow. And when it says Lo Sochal, it means not just Achila, but it means also that which is peripheral to Achilah, Hanos Aguf, which is an extension of the Achilah, the concept of Achilah. That's Rabbi Avoh. Greater, yes. Right, right. It's paradigm of Hanos Aguf. Unless the Torah is Mefarit and tells you that Hanos Mutar. Okay, that's Rabbi Avoh. Rabbi Avoh seems to be straight. What is Chizkiyah? In other words, the major category is Achila, but Hanoah is an extension of Achila. Okay? Yeah, but Chizkiyah learns differently. Because Chizkiyah held that Hanoah is not an extraneous, superadded extension. So he held it's only an Yisra Achila. So what is the Yisra Achila? How does this Hanoah come into the picture? It means that it can't be associated to Achila in any way. It's an extension of the Yisra Achila per se. That it can't become a vehicle of Achila. Not only can't you eat it directly, but you can't eat anything, you can't use it, it can't be a vehicle of Achila in general. So if I know I'd be mutter, so then you'd be allowed to sell it, and you'd be allowed to buy matzah and eat it. So it would come out that the object of chametz became a vehicle in, of Achila. So there can't be any association whatsoever between the Isra Chometz, Isra Achila Chometz, and between Achila. That's Chizkiyah. Okay, so Hanoah really is not Hanoah per se. It's just a vehicle of Achila. But the Isra Achila is Achila Dafka. Whereas Rabbi, that's why he doesn't like, Chizkiyah doesn't like Rabbi Avoh's interpretation, because it just says, Achila doesn't say anything about, doesn't mention anything about, Hanoah. So he's saying it's an extension. I mean, that's an assumption. That's a superadded, idea. But he says, no, it's all in Lo Ye'ochel. Lo Ye'ochel means it shouldn't be any Heter Achila, which means that this Chefza, which is an Isra Achila, cannot be involved as a vehicle in any way of Achila. Can't be associated to Achila.
That's
why it's Pashut. What? When the Ran says it's Pashut, it doesn't mean it's Pashut necessarily in a drasha, because it's Pashut to say, also is Pashut. But it means Pashut, it means because you don't have to go away from Achila. It remains with Achila. But it's not so Pashut. Right. Yeah. So how's the, so that's how the Rambam learns. So apparently the Rambam is telling you something. What is Rambam telling you? He's learning that the other Isur Hanoa, like Basa B'cholov and Kilei HaKerem, and well, there's another kind of Isur Hanoa which stems from the fact that a thing has a designation, like an Issa Hegdish. Can't be Nenef Mekdish, that's because of a designation. But Bas B'chol doesn't have any designation. Neither does Kilei HaKerem. Well, Kilei HaKerem, maybe you could argue about that. I mean, it's something to think about. But apparently the Rambam learns that in those things, it's really an Issa Hanoah, which is an extension of Achila. But in Chometz, there's no reason to extend the Achila into the realm of Hanoah, per se. The Yisr is an Yisr Achila per se. It's an Yisr Achila per se. So the Yisr Achila per se is expressed in terms of not using the object as a vehicle of achila. It has to be completely removed from any association to achila. But by chametz, the issur remains an issur achila per se. Whereas in the other ones, it's an issur hanaah. That's apparently what the Rif learns too. Why? Ches tes vav machol asur. So the Rambam explains, like Rabbi Avo, that sometimes there's a limited issur achila, sometimes there's an expanded issur achila. Right? It depends. When the Torah says it's achila, it means expanded. Until the Torah tells you, or you know from Halacha, from Tarsh Bal Peh, that it's restricted. Okay? But not by chametz. The question is, we're doing Rabbi Yehuda. According to Rabbi Yehuda, we're saying that this three psukim and chametz zasur kodem Pesach, okay, that's one pasuk, osachal lav chametz, and then it's also asur on Pesach and Yechayef Paris. But the difficulty in Rabbi Yehuda is la'achar Pesach, even by a guy. There's no Pesach for a guy. If you're going to say for somehow or other that it existed through Pesach for the guy, I mean, there's no Pesach for a guy. And even by Yisrael, why should it be asur? Just because it existed through Pesach. Because he owned it on Pesach, so what? So therefore, I mean, it's a little easier to say the fact somehow that he owned it on Pesach. I mean, you could tie it to some kind of you could say the Isser Chometz was an Isser for him to own it on Pesach, so it was Nesel La'olam from Bal Yerah, Bal Yematzeh. I mean, there's ways to maneuver. But in general, however, it still is difficult. And why should Chometz be Isser La'achar Pesach? It's only an Isser Pesach. So I think what we have to do is we have to analyze why is it Chayef Karas on Pesach and not after Pesach or before. That I think would open it up a little bit if we analyze that. What's the question here? How would you differentiate Chayef Karas on Pesach, but Lachar Pesach is not Chayef Karas? I mean, it's not a knas. It's true, it's a different lav, but why should it be that way?
What?
If it's a different lav, it should be a different concept. So what is the different concept that engenders Karas in one case and just Malchus in the other? The question, I think, is like this. The question is, what is the nature of the Issur Chometz? Is the Issur Chometz an Issur Mecholos Asuros? So Mecholos Asuros has nothing to do with a Yontif, with anything. It's just an Issur Mecholos Asuros, like Chazer. It's always Asur. So if Chometz is an Issur of Mecholos Asuros, so what creates the Shem Oyser? Pesach. The moment Pesach arrives, you have a Shem Chometz. And a Shem Chometz is a Shem of Macholos Asuros. So it doesn't matter whether it is Pesach, doesn't matter whether it's not Pesach. It's Macholos Asuros. Now, why you chayev Karas if you eat on Yantif? Because then you're involving yourself in another Isser. You're involving yourself in an Isser of being Mechal L'chag. An Isser Achila, which is Tatir Sasri to the Chag. It's an Issa Chag. So Chometz comes under two headings, according to Rabbi Yehuda. Comes under the heading of an Issa Chag, an Issa Chag HaMatzos. So then you Chayef Karas if you eat it in the Chag HaMatzos, because you violated the Chag HaMatzos. But after Pesach, there's no violation of the Achila of Chag HaMatzos. It's just Macholos Asuros. Macholos Asuros is like Chazar, just the love. The fact that it exists on Pesach gives it a Shem Chometz, and Shem Chometz is Macholos Asuros, so it'll never go off. And Issur Chazer doesn't go off, so it's like Shor Macholos Asuros. But the only thing is that he holds that on Yontif, you're going to be Chayef Karas, so there's got to be something different there. So then you got to say the Achila is a violation of the Chag HaMatzos. So when it's a violation of the Chag HaMatzos, it's Chayef Karas. Otherwise, Macholos Asuros. Same thing would be true Kodem's mana. It's a separate love. But it's not a violation of the Chag HaMatzos. And that's why there's no Koros. Okay? That's for Bita. A separate love has to do Korban Pesach. But it's not Lo Socho Olof Chametz on the Korban Pesach. But it's not Chag HaMatzos yet. It's Kodem's mano. So as long as there's no violation of Chag HaMatzos in the Achila, so there's no Chiv Karas.
Is that not possible
to see the difference between Macholos Asuras and the violation of Chag HaPesach is Macholos Asuras is not because through your action you're violating something else. It's inherently Asa. Chaz is Asa. The veil is usher. But over here, it's not usher because of its essence. It's usher because it involves a tarta de sasri to the Chag HaMatzos. And the question is, lifnei zmano, is it because it involves a tarta de sasri to the Korban Pesach? Or is it a halacha in zman, and it's a violation of the Chag HaMatzos? But the Chag HaMatzos didn't really arrive yet. But one of the characteristics of the Chag HaMatzos arrives. So it's a violation of the Chag HaMatzos because the Chag HaMatzos is already here in the sense that a feature of the Chag HaMatzos is here. So it's not Chayav Koresh because it's not as serious, but it's still the same concept. It's a violation of Chag HaMatzos. What's Lashon Rama? So that's why the Rambam takes it out of the Tata Sastra to the Karban. Because was Tata Sastra to the Karban, so I was wondering what it means by Bizman Hazeh, that even though there's no Karban Pesach. But if it were Tata Sastra to Karban Pesach, so it would be an Elchus Karban Pesach. It wouldn't apply today. But if it's halacha that the feature of the Pesach has arrived already, so this mano royal shchita is already characteristic of Pesach. So therefore, it's also from the time that the Pesach already put its mark, its halachic mark on the zman, and it did by saying now it's roy for shchita Pesach. So therefore, it's a tarta de sasri to the Chag HaPesach. Okay.
Because you couldn't have matzah, right? First, let's say why you're not chayav karas,
because even though it's a tata resasa to the Chag HaMatzos, but the Chag HaMatzos hasn't arrived, essentially. So it's simply an extension. It means that there's a characteristic there. So the reason why there's no karas is because it's not a schoma. Because the essence of the Chag HaMatzos hasn't arrived. Even though if the features of the Chag HaMatzos have arrived. So that's why the only Chayav Malkus. You know, Moshe's mentioned Pshat in the Pasuk. It's good. That's good.
In Rashi,
it says, we find it a little better. On Pesach will be also for two reasons. It would come under Macholos HaSeros, and it would come under violation of Chag HaMatzos. And Achila, that's a violation of Chag HaMatzos. Both. Do both. After Pesach, there's no violation of Achilas and Chag HaMatzos, but the violation of Macholos HaSeros would remain. But on Pesach will be both. So Reb Shimon, how do we define Reb Shimon? Reb Shimon defines it straight that Achilas Chametz is only a violation of the Chag HaMatzos, and you can't construe Achilas Chametz in any other way. That once it's not a violation of the Chag HaMatzos, there's no Achilas Chametz. It's Achilas Chametz. Okay? So therefore he holds that there's no extension before, because it's intrinsically and essentially and only a violation of the Chag HaMatzos. That's who? Reb Shimon. Okay, so he's straight. So Rabbi Yehoshua says, in Svara, it's a tema to say that Chometz should be Asar. But I know a kosher. Why is it a tema? He holds bas b'cholos asman. He holds that what else? Kili Akerim and what do you call it? Orlo. her law, right? So why can't he construe that Chomet should be Usher Pesach Banah while it's so impossible here? In other words, what he's saying is like this. If it was Machal Sasuras, so then I can understand an extension in Isra Ana. But over here, what kind of an Isra is it? It's a violation of Chag HaPesach. Apparently, he held the only way you could violate Chag HaPesach is through Achila. So Ana has no Sheches to it. Do you know what I mean? I know the person means Nana with Chametz, smeared on his hand. What's it got to do with the Chag HaMatzis? What?
Because matzah is
achila. Yeah, because matzah is achila and the chametz is nes. So the chametz and matzah is dinim and achila. So what do they have? They have nothing to do with anor. It's a violation of the chag. It's a violation of the concept of the chag. The concept of the chag has nothing to do with anor. If it's machol asuras on its own, so then what? So then I don't know how far the Machal Sus went. It was a chilua, no extension, not extension, so the Torah has to tell you. But over here, the whole violation is a violation of the nature of the Chag HaMatzos. So the violation of the nature of Chag HaMatzos apparently held is only a violation if it's a chilua. But if it's an or, what's it got to do with the, what's it got to do with the, kilo, let's say again, Kilo hispik b'tzeket shalos in l'achmetz. I mean, it's a chila. Not more than anah. They didn't take the batzek and smear it on themselves. It was for food. So the violation of Chag HaMatzos is tied to the nature of the Yisr. And the nature of the Yisr is tied to the event of the Chag HaMatzos, which has to do with achila. It has nothing to do with anah. So if it's not a macholos asuros, he says, it doesn't make any sense at all. It's Tema Latzmacha. How could it be Yasa Kol Shiva?
So you'll think Hashem.
The Rambam and the Rif now would be very good. Because why do they say that Lo Yachol Chametz, Lo Yelach Heter Achila, why didn't they say, like by Machalos Asuros, it's also question, it's an extension of the Machal Asur is extension of Yisra Achila. So the answer would be very good now. Why? Because since this is a violation of the Chag HaMatzos, and they agree, and he accepts the Sfar Yisra Gluli, since a violation of the Chag HaMatzos, so therefore it wouldn't make any sense that it should be Asabana. Because that's not a that has nothing to do with the violation of Chag HaMatzos. It's only Achila. So that's why the only way that you could answer the Hanoah is through the Achila. That it shouldn't have any sheikhs to Achila. It shouldn't serve as a vehicle of Achila. So that's why the Rambam and the Rif both use that limud. Both use that limud. Both use that limud. And that would answer the question why the other ones learn the answers are basically.
From the Gemara also calls
for Yavah.
That's the problem.
Like,
contradicts
the Yavah. Right. The Gemara
doesn't call
the Kinama. That's true. Gemara, have you mentioned
the Yavah? No. The Gemara earlier was saying that's the reason. That according to the Yavah,
that's true.
That's
true. That's true. That's true.
Against the Yavah.
That's true. That's true. We're just learning the Rama. We're freelancing with the Rama, but with the Rama and the Rif, it's very good. It fits them very nicely. We're basically really far. So the Rabbi Yosef Glili, they apparently they held, knocked out the other svara. The Ram is a uniform type of Isser. The Isser is a violation of the Chag HaMatzos.
Right, he holds extensions also.
He holds extension also.
Right.
With Tesvis, the Maswar of Shimon comes out that according to Rav Shimon, it's also Asser from before, Kodem Zmano. But it's also because of you being mevali asif tashbisu, because tashbisu must mean destroy it, not achila. Correct? So, but sof kol sof, the fact is that there's an isra achila kodem zmano. So you're right in saying it's not the same, it's not the isra achila per se. The isra achila emanates from the fact that you're being mevali mitzvah asif tashbisu. But it's a different, it's not an isra cheftza shel chometz. It's an issur of being mevatel biyasei of tashbisu. Okay, but you have to say a little more than that. You see, the pshat is that Rav Shimon maintains that the issur chametz is tied to the Chag HaPesach. So that's why he holds it cannot be an extension, because there's no violation of Chag HaPesach. But tashbisu is a halacha in Chag HaPesach. Ach bayam rishon tashbisu, some of the assay is an assay that emanates from the Chag HaPesach. So there he has no problem with an issur chametz that emanates from a bittul assay, because the nature of the assay is that tashbisu emanates from the Chag HaPesach. What? It's a heksher, like a heksher, right, whatever you want to call it, right? Right, whatever, right. We're not getting drunk. So the tashbisu is ach bayom rishon, before you should get rid of the chametz. So the assay emanates from the Chag HaPesach. But if you're going to say losoch alav chametz from carbon pesach, then it's simply an extension that is not tied at all to the issur of the Chag HaPesach. That he couldn't know from. So he tolerates an issur achilas chametz, which emanates from a bitul asay of tashbisu, because tashbisu is tied to Chag HaPesach. But he doesn't tolerate an issur achilas chametz that's not tied to Chag HaPesach, but to Zman Kodem or Zman Acher. Okay? What? Disagrees? Rabbi Yehuda said, it says, L'Sochel of Chametz. So he means from the time of Shulis HaPesach, right? So Rabbi Shimon said, V'chiev Shalom HaKein V'lo Kvar Nema L'Sochel of Chametz Shiv Shalom Tachol of Matzos. Okay. So he should have said, instead of him came atam L'Sochel of Chametz, he should have just said, B'shosh Yeshno B'kum HaChol Matzah, Yeshno B'kum B'al Tachol Chametz. That the Shem Chametz is Tali and the Shem Matzah. So how can you say L'Sochel of Chametz is going on Karban Pesach? Because there's no Shechal Hashem Chametz yet. That's what he should have said. There was no reason to say, Im came Atam Alam L'Sochel of Chametz. That's why Teish says L'Loshen is Dachuk. Because he learns it out from Shivas Yom Tochel of Matzos, L'Chamoni. So he should have said, B'shosh Yeshna B'kum Achol Matzah, Yeshna B'al Tochel Chametz. Okay, right? That's all he has to say. Well, why does he say him came out Tama Lama? That's the Taisus Kash. Okay, so he answers. What's his answer? The Nir El Rashba. Go ahead.
Nir El Rashba, Hafi Pirusha. Alok Farnanamar, Hafal Olav Masos. Yahu Olav, Akorkas, Achilas Pesach.
Right, it's definitely going to Achilas Pesach.
Right.
So in other words, he's saying in other words, that really Losochel of Matzos is going on what? Is going on the in other words, he's saying Shivas Yom Tochel of Matzos. So that's definitely going on Achila, right? Achila's Pesach, right? So him came atam lama losochel of chametz. So why do you have to have losochel of chametz? Because in other words, that's also going on a chilas of Pesach. In other words, so the question is, him came lokvar nema losochel of chametz shivas yom tochel of matzos.
Anus on the Pesach. And why is that Shivas Yom Kippur Matzos? Why are you talking about Pesach?
Hello, hello.
Pesach,
for
7 days.
What?
Well,
Chilas Pesach.
But Shkita and the whole idea of the transparency from Shkita's Pesach. So if the Shivas Yom is called Allah, Allah means Chilas Pesach, so clearly the Shkita, is it come to also be on Chilas Pesach?
That's his question. So why do you need this puzzle of Sochel of Chametz? Because you have other psukim that tell you the Chametz is also Balaiva. So it's telling you that the pasuk is only going on B'shas Achilas HaKarban and not B'shas Shchitas HaKarban. That's what the pasuk came for. That's what the pasuk came for. In other words, he says like this. He lands like this. Achiev Shalom HaKain V'lo Kvarnei Marlo Sochel of Chametz Shivas Yom Tachol of Matzos. So the olav is going on achila, right? The olav is going on achila, just like the olav on achilas matzis. Im kem atam lama la sachol of chametz. So what do you have to have it for? You know it's asu b'chametz anyways b'layla, because it's coming to tell you b'shoa sheyeshna b'kum echol matzah yeshna b'bal tochol chametz b'shoa sheyeshna b'kum echol matzah yeshna b'bal tochol chametz. That the yisur chametz doesn't begin before. It doesn't begin b'shas shchita. So the sochel olav chametz is being makish the olav to the other olav to tell you that's only by laila but not by yom. But then Taisa has a powerful question. The kasha.
The kasha. Amai yitzur chral hakim mehecha Taisa shiyeh ubal tachol chametz bidalan kulu krayim etzuchirim lekaman alibu darishonu.
Where's your
house? What's happening? What's happening? So, and so you see, Taisa supports it by saying the kulu kroy matzachim lakaman libid Reb Shimon, right? So you need all these psukim for limudim, right? Yeah. Because why does Taisa have to say that? Because you could have given an answer in Svara. What Svara could you have given? So Taisa has to support it. Because you could have given an answer in Svara. What answer in Svara could you have given? No, because the answer is very simple. You might say like this, that Achilas HaPesach Asers Chametz, right? So Achilas HaPesach is man achilas. I'm sorry. Is the olav is matzah is b'shai is belayla, right? So you might say that, and that's when there's an issur chametz, right? So you might say that since shchita is menuyav, you kaveh who the ochlamar, so it's mitzuruf to the achila. So you might say that it's the chametz is also from that zman. That there's a tziruf between the carbon, the shchita, and the achila, because the shchita is really the yeshochel lemenuyav, laochlav. So you might say that the tziruf asers. So you might say from zman shchita is aser. Right? So Taisa's answer is, he says, Taisa's, if that's the case, so according to Rav Shimon, what does Gemara have to say? What do you need the pasuk for? Why doesn't Rav Shimon say? The reason is precisely that. To teach you that there's no tziruf between the Shchitas HaPesach and the tziruf between the Shchitas HaPesach and the Achilas HaPesach is not an Oser and a Chametz. Do you know what I mean? That's why Taisa says it. That's why you had to support it. In other words, you could have given a good svar. You could have said that the reason is because achilas haPesach is an osur and chametz,
right?
And shchitas haPesach is kaveh the ochlim, because it's nechalim nuyav. So you might say that once it's kaveh, well, since it's kaveh the ochlim, it's maturif to achilas, so it asks on chametz too, right? That would be very good. That's why you have to have losachol of chametz. To tell you only bizman achilaso. So that would be a good svar. But Taisa says you can't say that svar, because if you're going to say that svar, why does Rav Shimon have to find a reason for the pasuk?
Yeah.
Why doesn't he say that's the reason for the pasuk?
To get rid of the havmina.
What?
To get rid of the havmina.
To get rid of the havmina. Right. So Taisa supports his question with the proof. What? The way Taisus learned it first was that the shame chametz, so sochal of chametz shivas yom tochal of matzos. So when do you have a shame chametz? When you have the shivas yomim of matzos. So there's no shame chametz. So you can't say it's asa mevod yom. Even though maybe Pesach would warrant it should be asa, but there's no chametz. So Taisus says that's the case, you have a problem with the lashon. Because why does it say "imkem matam lam lasochel of chametz"? That's why it says it. So lasochel of chametz shivas yom, to show you that the shem chametz doesn't exist until you have matzah. Okay, so the matam lomer is out of place. So he says no. That the other possibility is that really the pasuk is telling you that there's no time to the sasri between, he's not talking about the shem chametz. The saying lasochel love chametz is telling you that, it's telling you that there's man achilas of Pesach, just like, tochel of matzos, that the olav is telling you that there's only a steer between the achila and not between the shechita. But then Tai says, but then if that's the case, so why would I have minu from the Zman Shechita? Where would I assume that from? And if you can tell me as far why, because Shechita is Mitzur of Tachila, but you need all three Pesukim. So you'll have to use one Pesuk for two things. It wouldn't work out. That's the way I'm learning Tai says. See, the Balamor is learning over here when the Gemara says money must nisen. It's not just a question of the Mishnah can't come out like anybody. Because many times the Gemara says, "Haytana savaloki karmeya b'chado polagle b'chado." So the Gemara always has that option. And over here, apparently, the Balamor held the Gemara had the option to say it's really Rabbi Yehuda, but with regard to Nachri, he disagrees. He holds that there's no such thing as a chemsa shel Nachri. That's a new chiddush in Rabbi Yehuda. We don't find Rabbi Yosef Glili. We don't find it in Rabbi Shimon that there's such a chalashem of chemsa shel Nachri. So, since the Gemara, why didn't the Gemara do that? Because the Gemara had another purpose in Mani Masnisen. It wanted to economize on the Machlekesim and reduce them. That's one of the objectives here, to economize on the Machlekesim and say there's only three. So if there's only three, so now what that means you can't paskin like Rav Shimon B'chada and paskin like Rav Yehuda B'chada, because then you're going to have a fourth position. And you see the Gemara was intent on minimizing the Machlekesim. So that's his raya. Okay? Is it good?
Yes, sir.
It's good. Got to turn it off from then on.
No, the card wasn't.
Wasn't put in. Wasn't put in. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So in other words, what you guys were, I see what you guys were asking me on the Taisus, on Chaf Chasam Beis Second Taisus. Your kasha was, why didn't Taisus right away? That you need it for something else later, so I could use it for this. But Taisus doesn't want to go into that type of question. But Taisus' question is that if it weren't needed for something else, so then I could say that I give you a svara why it's needed for this. But if it's needed for something else, why should I make a Taisus? I say that that there's a svara. Do you know what I mean? That's what he's saying. In other words, if I need it for something else already, so there's no reason to assume that is as far to say that I should stop from before Chag HaMatzos. But if you didn't need it for something else, so then you'd say it came for that, so I have to think of as far why I should have said that. Just a pshat.
And why does it bother him to use the one person for two things?
That's a different kind of question. It's a complicated question. Let's go, you make, it's a limudim. You say, I could say, can't, you learn this from here, from there. I mean, that's a, you're going into a bad place with a limudim like that. But Taisa is saying there's no reason to assume it, and if you're going to say you have an extra pasuk, so therefore you have to assume it, you don't have an extra pasuk, so why do you have to assume anything? That's what I think of Pshat and Taisa is. So doing the Balamar where he holds that Ashbas is Achila, and Lach Ashbas Galamizu, nobody holds like that. That achilik should be defined as ashbasa. strange thing. I mean, the Ramban says it can't be. When it's Ashbasa, it has to be something that's us. Okay. The Balamor is in the Gimel Amad Aleph in the Rif, Dapei Rif, on the Rav Gittel's Halacha. So he holds basically that what? That you can't go by Rav Gittel, because since we hold like a Pshimon, so there's no Issa Midaraisa, so there's no Issa No Midaraisa, there's no Issa No Midaraisa, so it's a Chefta Shalanoa, so why isn't she Mikadeshus? Okay. Go ahead. He has to agree, he's forced to agree that there's an Issa Rabban of Achila and Anoa. But Midaraisa is Mutter. So since Midaraisa is a Chefta Shalanoa, so therefore, the condition is conditioned. Well, I'll ask you a question. How could she be Nana from him?
Right.
It's an Issa Rabban.
Yeah.
How could she be Nana?
Right, why is condition
from? Okay. Right.
Who cares, it's
right. Bottom line is
she has to
Right. Yeah, Rashi learns also Midarabanan, but he learns, he says, V'yafogav, in afilu b'chiti kur din yaisa. So go down in the Rashi, go down about four lines. V'yafogav dosi sanascham Midarabanan, d'sheish, u'mafke k'dushi Torah, v'shori eishis ishli alma, u'matachin b'kam makom, it's called m'karish, that's a b'na m'karish, v'hefkebez and hefkeve, m'fkem amono. Okay. Yeah, but you can ask Kashan Rashi also. Why does Rashi have to come onto that? Why doesn't Rashi simply say that what she receives, she's not allowed to be nana from? So it's not a dvar
no.
Okay. Because, like the Rav says, I mean, the Torah recognizes the Rabbanans.
It's just a question of actually
if she can
be nana.
She's not allowed to be nana.
What restricts her
hana? Right.
It's a question. Can she
be nana? She can't be nana. So that's the same question you have in Rashi. You have the same question you have in Balamoy. You have in Rashi.
Well,
the pshat in Rashi is, you have to say it like this, that even though it's an Issana Midarabanan, and Midarabanan, she's bound by the halacha, so it's not a chefta shel hanoa, but the answer is the fact that she's makabel, it means that she doesn't care about the Rabbanan. She's saying, as far as I'm concerned, it's the davar hanoa, I want to be mekadeshes with it, and I don't care about the Rabbanan. So the only way you can be mafkir is by saying the Drabbanan gave it a din of a chefza shel eser, and therefore the chefza is not good. But that's Rashi's kasha. How could Asi Drabbanan be vaal deraisa? Because in the system of deraisa, it's 100% mekadeshes. And the fact that there's nis Drabbanan doesn't mean anything, because she's mekabelit, and she wants to use it. And it's only necessary, so the system, the rice is complete, so the Drabbanan system can't affect it. That's the way you have to learn.
I see. You're trying to say that the chetza has an inherent shavius, and the fact of par being the kabbal not is just to determine whether the tahara is shavius, and the fact that she's
right.
Kabbal is shavius.
She's Mekabal, she says, I don't care about this Drabbanan. To me, it's worth it. So then the only question is that maybe the shame Isser Hanoa Midrabanan could be Chal, and therefore it's worthless. But the answer is that's impossible, because how could the Rabbanan come in and be involved with the Raisa? So that's why Rashi has to come on to Afkin Rabbanan Kedushim Minei. Okay?
The Shavius is a subjective phenomenon. And
she says, I don't care about the Rabbanan.
Midaraisa
is a Dover Shavius. And the derisa is not contingent upon the Rabbanan. It operates in its own sphere without the recognition of the specifics of the Rabbanan. It's machriya the din according to the system that's available with derisa. So now there's an additional this is the Rabbanan on her, but she doesn't care about this Rabbanan. She's makabalit. She's ready to violate it.
Right, and it works for Rashi
too. Right. Right. So that's the Balamar. And Midaraisa is its own system, and she doesn't care about the Drabbanan, so she's Mekabalit, so she should be Mekadeshes. So how could I say Rav Gittel's Halacha? Rav Gittel's Halacha is only if it's Isurei Hanoa Midaraisa, then there's no Chefza. Okay? All right. We define the Balamar, where he says that... The lav da amru b'gemara af Rebbe Sava lo lahad the Rav Hava mina filu bahor rav latai medis filik Rabbi Yehuda. What does he mean? So he says, Elo kevon dashkan maisa diyochanan chakuka adamale Rabbi Chamisha seyu mamachal nachum k'Rabbi Yehuda. Lo efshir lemitchia. Ubahor avdinin k'rav. Who Karebi Yukarav Kareb Yuda Shelchul Kolaba V'Tolong Lachamish V'Sef Mitzchilas Sheish Who La'olam Im Avar V'Kidei Shchoshim L'Kedushav. So it sounds like he's passing both ways. I mean, is the Pesach like Rav Shimon or not? The Pesach like Rav Shimon should be only Shoshishis. But what he means to say is like this: that definitely we don't pass him like Rav Yuda. But Benageya to the Isser of Chametz. The Chachamim didn't just say, don't eat it and don't have enough from it from Sheisha Salamala. They treated it as if it's a Chefta Shalis or Achilu Midaraisa. So that's why it's Ochon Kolaba, Vesavin Kolchamish, Vesavin Mitzchila Sheish. Because they treated it as if it's a Chefta Shalis or Achilu. That's what the Baal Mar is saying. But Lolam, if he's Makadish, is Choshin Lekedushov. That's what he's saying. So I would have thought, if it weren't for the others, I would have thought that this is Rav Latame. And we don't pass in the way, we only pass in Shoshishis. But since you see everybody holds like that, so apparently the halacha is that you treat it as if it's an Isra Achila. That's the Drabanon, but it's still only a Drabanon in Yechosh and Lekedushin. That's what it means. Yeah.
See, that's why he comes back now to the Kiddush issue?
Makes sense. Now, Moshe's saying is right. That when he comes back, he means, he comes back again, he says, Choshen L'Kiddusha, because even though they treat like a Cheftza Shal Isra Achilu, but still it's only Rabbanu, so Choshen L'Kiddusha. Okay, he repeats it again. The Yishalmi, what does he want from the Yishalmi? Yishalmi sounds like it goes against them. It's Machlekes. But I looked at one of the Purshim and the Yishalmi to learn that it goes on Lifnei's Mano and Lachas Mano. So if it goes on Lifnei's Mano and Lachas Mano, so we can't go like Rabbi Yirmiyah. Because Rabbi Yirmiyah is going to hold it according to Purshim and Lifnei's Mano, Lachas Mano is a Nisar Adaraisa. And we all like Rabbi Yonah and Rav Yossi, that it's only an Issa Medivrayim. Because Lachas Mano, we definitely hold, is only a Knas. So you see, he says, bring Uriah, that we paskin like those mandamim and the Yishalmi. Because if paskin like a Bimi, you'd have to say it's the Reis of Lachas Mano.
That's Vade.
What?
That's
Vade. That's Vade. The Bavli, we don't paskin that way.
That's
Rebido. That's Rebido, yeah. Okay.
So why is it bringing that up?
Brings it in to show you that the Yishalmi, that we paskin like the Yishalmi. That the Yishalmi itself rejected the, that the Bavli goes like that Yishalmi.
Is that the source, or is he adding anything to the idea?
No, he's just showing you another source. That according to Rabbi Yochanan, that Lifnei's Mano, Lachas Mano is only, his mutter, according to Rabbi Yochanan. Yeah, we learned wrong shot in the Balamor yesterday, because we learned that the Balamor agrees that there's an Issa Rabbanon of Hanah. He can't, because if he agrees with that, then he'd have to agree that Afkin Rabban Kadish Minay. Because that's the Haslan the Gemara. The Gemara, take a look at the riff right on top of Nevatla Bishis. Why can't he be Mvatla in the sixth hour? Kivin the Sudar Banale, Lomatsu Mvatla, Lav Bishisikaima. Tamarav Gidalom, Arav, Makadashishabim Shesha Sulmailo, Afilachita Kundi Isa, the Shirin Viavishin, and Choshin Lakadisha, the Sura Noananu. So you see from the Gemara clearly that for the same reason you can't be Mvatla Bishis, because Labrishis Rekai, and they deduce that from Rav Gittel's Halacha. So, Rav Gittel, how could he go against the whole Gemara? How could he say, if he holds his Nisan Amr Abanon, definitely Yen Choshin L'Kedushav? We were careless when we learned the Balamor yesterday.
So you can't separate the rice from the Rabbanon then?
Because the Gemara says. In other words, he's saying, what the Balamor really is saying is that this whole Gemara is not going according to La Halacha. That there's no Issa of the Rabbanon. And I look, he looked carefully back in his words. He says, take a look what he says. Let me get my glasses. A little easier. The Lo Kaimalon on the third line. Lo Kaimalon Achil Kerb Shimon. The Omar Bein Lifnei Zmana Bein Lachas Zmana Eve Ein Ovelav Lo Klum. Hilka Choshen LeKedusha. Mi Afagav the Sfirlei Rav Shimon Ein Ovelav Lo Klum. Lo Motzinu Shecholak Rav Shimon Al Medrash Ach Bayel Marishin Tashbisu Somi Votechem Ach Cholak Inami Dechsiv Lo Sishchar Al Chomez Dam Zivchi Lo Sishchar Es HaPeskho Dayin Chomets Kayam. Vi ochale mechel mishoy misheisho salamailo ad erev, ain't over bachilosa, shen lachash boskadolam mizu, that's all madaraisa. But look, now it goes madaraban avalachatchilo, ain't lo lishosu mishinichnes shoashishis, the kaimole mitzvah sashbisum, etchilas shoashvias, mirchsiv ach cholak. Now, here we have to be careful. Bachachom masu los yod, shoashishis midevrem, shlola ashoso. Velo sharinu lelachatchila lemechol, velo lehanos bo. You see what he holds? It's not an isra hanoa, it's lechatchila.
Yeah.
What? So he holds it's an isra shahia. It's an isra shahia. That's what it is.
And that's
going
to include hanoa and apila, it's just our ways of
shahia. Of shahia. Avolim Avar, but let's say he was over the Shia Midrabanan, the Kiddush, Choshen LeKedusha, Vishu Shvius, Ushminis, because there's no Isanah. So according to the Balamor, he can be Mevatla, when this whole Gemara is Shlok Hilchasa. So when the Gemara says Mevatla Bishis, and the Gemara is from Rav Gittel, it's not true that he can't be Mevatla Bishis. Because really, it's not Asabano Midrabanan.
So if you eat it though, how is that being Masha? According to the Rav Shimon, according to the Balaam War, if eating it is a good Hashbasa. Right?
Right.
So then how is that being Masha? If
I eat, but when the Balaam War says below Sharina Le, what's the lesson again? Below Sharina Le Lachatchila Le Mechal, below Le Hanosbo. What he means is, because that's all Shahia. Because if you eat it, or if you be nenes, you'll be over Shahia. It's not an Isra Noah, it's not an Isra Chil, it's an Isra Shahia. That's why you can't be nenes from it. Because you're being mashed. Okay? That's the way you have to learn the Balamar. Otherwise, he sells himself. Because what's he going to do with the Gemara? If he yells there's an Isra Noah, so the Gemara proves already that there's an Isra Noah, you learn from Rav Gittel. That midrabban, even though it's midrabban, in choshen lekedushin. So he has to hold it that the whole gemara here is shalok ilchasa. So it comes out according to the balamar shita. If a person wasn't mevadlet before chatzos, he could be mevadlet kol hayom.
Right.
It's good to know. I mean, if a person forgot, so b'di'eved, so he could do it.
Rely on the balamar. Yeah,
it
can't hurt.
That's a show.
It can't hurt.
That is a shiur starts with
Tchilas
Shoshishis?
Yeah. It's all day.
Right. And it's all day. So therefore, but if he really, if he was over the Drabanan, it was Mashed, and he should get rid of it right away. He shouldn't eat it. But if he ate it, he'd be Mekayimah Deraisa. He'd also be Mekayimah Tashbisa if he ate it. But the Chachon, the Rabbanon of Shia, should get rid of it right away.
Isn't that crazy?
Why? Yeah, but the thing is, it doesn't matter, but he's still going to make Hashbasa without Achila. In other words, since there's no Isra Achila, so Midaraisa, if you're Ochel, it's Hashbasa. But it's not the only method of Hashbasa. So the Chum didn't want to allow Achila, because they, if you allow Achila, it'll hang around.
Right.
It'll hang around.
So
they say get rid of it right away.
Even the best
Hashbasa? Yeah, it's not the best Hashbasa. So. It's still Hashbasa. Yeah, he just calls it the best Hashbasa because he also becomes part of the person. In other words, an Hashbasa mafara liyam v'zor l'ruach, so you're destroying it. Its identity. But over here, when you eat it, it becomes part of the person. It's converted into a new thing. So it's even a better hashpasa. But it doesn't mean that the mitzvah is greater. doesn't mean the mitzvah is greater. Otherwise, the Torah would say you should eat it. So clearing a chakira. When is hashpasa according to him? Medaraisa. Mishua Shviyas. Ado Erev, right? Is that what he says? He says, because he holds from Acholak. It's an interesting thing. If he eats it out of Erev, it means that he can come to the Seder with his stomach full of chametz. Just ate a bagel. It's in his stomach. And he's sitting at the Seder, and he's fine. He's mekayem mitzvah shebasa. All right, so we have to explain the Baal Amar. All right? So to explain the Baal Amar, you need to look at the Ramban. What does Ramban say? And they all seem that way. He says, V'chein amar b'gmar, d'kuli alma miyo chomet sh'mishay sh'osu malas medaraisa, v'lom ratzor biya medaraisa, l'fi sh'yesh b'chlal ha'shbosa sh'betorah isra achila, l'rab shimon l'rab meir echad isra achila v'echad mitzvaz biya me'hocha nafki. Okay, mi lav midaraisa, the halo koi luya, elba mitzvah sashbasa, the lo ksiv be lo socha v'lo v'lo sochlo. So there's no isra no midaraisa, only isra no midarabana. But he holds, he says, there's ain lo hashbasa, that there's no isra achilo. What does he mean? What does the Ramban mean by that? A motzinu isra hashbasa without an isra achila. What does he say without an isra achila? You don't find the isra hashbasa matva achila.
Right. Well, that makes sense.
It makes sense. Yeah, it makes sense. Why does it make sense? Because he holds that hashbasa has to be on a davar isra. If it's a davar hetta, what kind of hashbasa? Right? Okay. So that's the kash on the Baal Amar.
I mean, the tashbisa is a strange concept.
That's right. But I think the way we learned the Gemara, the Machlekes Tanaim, I think you could support the Baal Amar.
Yeah, why
is that? Because like this. Because he learns in Reb Shimon like we learned. That according to Reb Shimon, it's an Issa Chag HaPesach. Right, it's not an Issa Machalos Soros. So if it's an Issa Chag HaPesach, so how could it be Yosu Bachil before Chag HaPesach? So how does he learn Hashbasa? So he learns Hashbasa is a halacha it's a halacha on Erev Pesach, that you should be merachik yourself from chametz, that could be over by your matzah on Pesach. It's like a prelude.
Yeah,
it's a prelude.
Yeah.
Yeah. In other words, get rid of the object, which even though it's not chametz now because it's not Chag HaPesach, but get rid of it beforehand, so that you shouldn't be over Bal Yerua Bal Yematzeh.
Like a Kabbalah, the Kedushas Ayel.
It's like a Chana, right? Right. Because of the Chomer Issa of Chametz, so the mitzvah to be Mashbis is before, so that you shouldn't be over Bal Yerua Bal Yematzeh when Pesach is Chal. So, but it doesn't have a Chal Hashem Chametz at the time. So therefore, he holds if you eat it, it's just as good. Because in terms of converting it to something else, so that you won't be over by the rabbi matzai, it's fine. It's the best way.
Because the whole thing you're saying comes from the Kedushas Achag, and it's busy.
By the rabbi matzai is an Issachag Pesach. But Ach Bayom Arishon, even before Tashbisu, you should remove it so that it shouldn't come to, it's an extension of Bali Ra Bali Matzah. So it shouldn't come to Bali Ra Bali Matzah. So therefore, if you eat it, it's just as good. That's the way it lands. Even before the Chag.
What do you do with the
Yisr? He learns that, he learns, either you learn from Ach Cholak, or else you learn from Sishchar al Chametz Dam Zevchi. But he learns the way we learned. At the moment that Pesach, Shchitza Pesach arrives,
right.
So that's already the Zman of the Chag. So there's, once the Zman is there, so you shouldn't, you're not allowed to have a Dovar that you'll be over in Bali Ra, Bali Matzah. It's the same concept.
Yeah,
but it's a different time.
Right.
Acholak is midday. But what Sushit al Chametz means, the moment you have a feature of Pesach already, so then there shouldn't be a Kiyam Chametz.
That's good.
But it's not an Isser, it's not an Isser Chametz for Pesach. It's a separate Isser. Separate Isser. That the, in Pesach, you have like an Erev Pesach. You have an Erev Pesach. You have a Zman where you're a Mechuyif to be Mashbis the Chametz, even though there's no Issa Chametz. That's the way it learns. V'adayin lo sishchar es Pesach v'adayin ha-chametz kayam. Shouldn't be kayam. It's like a preparatory time. That's the way it learns the Issa. What?
It's like the Kedushas Pesach is tied to the Sasser of Chametz. So once you start and Bob learns.
The preparatory time makes it usher to keep something which on Pesach you could be over in Issa Chametz.
Now this man relates to the
Yom. Right.
This man is what starts.
Right. That's where it lands. Bob learns that it's not a preparatory action to prevent Bali Ra Bali Matzah. It's a halacha. The chefetz demands hashpasa, so it must be a dover issa.
Why? Why now?
That's the gzeres kosov.
Because
achle amarishon tashbisu. But it's an issa achila. It's noveya from tashbisu.
Right.
It's not an issa achila. It's noveya from chametz.
Got it.
Because tashbisu means you have to treat it like a dover issa. Balamar's problem was that there's no Shem Chametz until the Chag,
right?
So what are you being Majbis? There's no Dvar Issa here. But the Ramban learns that it's a Dvar Issa of Tashbisu. That Tashbisu created a separate Issa Chametz of Tashbisu. Not an Issa Chametz Shel Chag, but an Issa Chametz of Tashbisu.
It's not the circular problem, but it creates its own.
Right, and at the moment it made Tashbisu, the moment it created the mitzvah of Tashbisu, by definition, it must mean that it's a dvar, it rendered it a dvar issa. In other words, what he's saying is the Torah rendered the chametz a shem issa achila, not a shem issa achila of the chag, but a shem issa achila of acholak. It's a different issa achila. That's why they have Tashbisu, yeah. It's a different Yisra Achila. It's not the Yisra Achila of Chag HaPesach. He agrees with that, because if Shimon doesn't know from that. That's why it's an Aseh. So it's a separate Yisra Achila of Chametz Shel Erev Pesach. And that's why you chayav in Tashbisu. But if there were no Yisra Achila of this new type of Chametz, which is a Chametz Shel Yedaled, so then there couldn't be a mitzvah Tashbisu. Because Tashbisu isn't Shaykh unless it's a Dvar Issa.
The Torah had to come up with that construct before they could
create. Before it could bring in Tashbisu. Tashbisu presupposes that there's an Issa Chametz Yisrael Yedaled. It's a different Issa Chametz. It's Chametz Yisrael Yedaled. Chametz Yisrael Erev Pesach. That's what Ramban has.
So
the Issa
Achila isn't a result of Hashbasa?
No.
It's a cause of Hashbasa.
It's not a result of Hashbasa, no. You're right, then it'd be circular. But you can't have Ashbasa unless the Dovar is a Dovar of the Issa. That's what it means. Ach Bayom HaRishon is according to Reb Shimon. You see, the question really is, the Balamor's Raya is because it says by Reb Shimon, it says below Klum. That before Pesach is below Klum. Below Klum means there's no Issa. So how could the Ramban learn that it's an Issa Achila if it says below Klum?
Because
In terms of an Issa Chamech Shel Chag, it's below Klum. But under the essay of Tashbisu, it's an Issa Chamech Shel Yudalit. That's the way he's learning. I mean, the plain Lashon is more mashma like the Baal Amar.
That's how they were, the mitzvahs,
Vibir
Chametz is also on that
Shem Chametz. Right. That's why we paskin, for instance, that it's Batal B'Shishim on Erev Pesach. Because it's a completely different Chametz. Different Shem Chametz. The Shem Chametz Shel Yudalit. That Baal Amar later, on the Fayim Abayz, where it starts off with Hodamin Lotzicha Shechorcha Kodam Zmano, but the main part starts for Hadasna Navas Mano, where he says that according to Rav Gidl, Afkin Rabban and Kedushmine, that's only going according to Rav Yudah. Because it's an extension, the Shua Shishis is an extension, because of the rest of the day is an Isra Achila and Isra Noah. So they extended it, Shua Shishis and Rabbanon. So that's Rav Gidl's Raya. That's the Raya from Rav Gidl. But he also, we don't know like Rav Gidl. That's only according to Rav Yudah.
Sound like sort of what you were saying yesterday.
What?
Does it sound like sort of what you were saying yesterday?
A what?
That, sounds like he's saying.
That's right. That's what you have to do. That was what I was saying to him. Right. But here we're wrong over here.
Right.
Over here, though, even though we're Noeg, according to the Baal Amor, Ochlin Kol Arba, V'Tolin Kol Chamesh V'Sof M'Tchil Sheish, but that's only a din and Shia. That's just din and Shia. But let's take a look at the last part of the Baal Amar. I mean the Milchemes. He says, "V'ein mi sheyachlok olei ela Baal Amar zal." He says, "Mikom akom zu shomer Rav Gidl, ein amar Rav ein choshen lekedushav halachehi. V'ein mi sheyachlok olei ela Baal Amar." Zal teida, dokaim alank Rabbi Yehuda, doma barat zal shi yaval miyad. Because we all have him val miyad. Why have him val miyad according to him? Because you hold that if you mavadal afterwards,
you can't,
because it's in this one, oh, I'm Rav Gidl Huda Nafkala. We learned this halacha from Rav Gidl, kedakshin alay, v'levadle b'shis, mafakin le mishim de Rav Gidl, v'zuraya shi halacha psuka. Because the combination, because it's all derived from, it's all one halacha. It's all one halacha, that you can't be mevatel b'shis, why? For the same reason that you can't be mekadesh anisha with the, from Rav Gidl. So it's not b'shusa. So you see we're paskin that way. But the Baal Amar basically won't paskin on both of them like that. Yes, and they asked and they gave both. There's more mashma like the Ramban from the Gemara. Yeah, the raya that the Baal Amar holds, you can still be mevatel it, is straightforward because he says it's only lechatchila we don't let him eat it, and lechatchila we don't let him have anor because of the din shehiyah. But not because the cheftza is a cheftza shalissa. So therefore, according to the Baal Amar, it's mutter all day long, so it's bershuso. You can mekadesh anisha, so you could definitely be mevatel it. All right, we finally got it straight. But that's interesting. According to the Ramban, the Shem Chametz on Erev Pesach, on Yudalid, is a Shem Chametz of Tashbisu. Different Shem. Okay, in other words, according to the Ramban, there's a Shem Chametz of Yudalid, of Erev Pesach, which is involved in Tashbisu.
The Shem Chametz demands Tashbisu.
Yeah. Shem Chametz of Yudal.
It's interesting.
We define the Siyog Medaraisa is that halacha wouldn't exist without the other halacha. It's based on the, in other words, you wouldn't have a Tashbisu if you didn't have an Issa Chametz. So Tashbisu is an extension.
Is it coming to protect you from violating the other Issa?
You can't say, I mean, why it's there.
Okay, isn't this simply a mitzvah so that you don't come to violate the other mitzvah?
Well, let me put it this way. If you didn't come to violate the other mitzvah, you still would violate this one.
Why
So that's why it's not really a siyug. The definition of a siyug is something outside of the Torah to prevent you to be over in its Torah. It doesn't mean that there can't be anything in the Torah where the Torah extends Isurim that are based on other Isurim.
Right. But extensively, that means that...
For it's, in this structure, it's not... There's no concept of siyug.
Right.
But it emanates from the Yisur of Bali Rabbi Yamatzeh. But structurally, it's not considered a siyug, whereas the Darbanon is structurally a siyug.
Because of the
right.
Why
right.
That's good.